this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to hear from the world's most accurate meteorologist.
Find out how snobby and stuck up and elitist an HOA can be at a trailer park. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Bad College Radio.
School's back in session and our recorders are rolling.
This is like our first five songs.
But I sounded like an idiot.
Hopefully I'm not messing up too much.
Yeah, it's all coming up tonight on Bad College Radio, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vilo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. 12th Chan on the mysterious dark web. We have exclusive details from drone footage on this year's taping. Later tonight, on your Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
If you can handle ice, you can handle anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the special edition of Sterling on Sunday. This is Sterling on Sunday on ice. Everybody who calls in tonight will get a chance to win a prize announcement if you can guess this voice.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
John Weatherby, meteorologist on Sterling on Sunday. You got it right. I have waited all week to be able to say you got it right. Good evening, Mr. Weatherby. Now, boys, it's bad enough we have these other problems, but you have to answer the phone when I say to answer the phone. Hi. Hi. I don't hear John. You know, and we had such a good opening. The opening was working so well. Hello. Okay, so let's see. I'm looking at this. You know, this is a big network show. I don't hear John. Would one of you answer the phone? Would one of you answer John? What do you mean, hold on? Don't say hold on. It's 10:08. It's a network radio show. We're on WLS, WMAL-FM. There's Bill Hess sitting there wondering whether or not to blow off some other stupid show to put this on. And we're like, what do you mean, hold on? I'm going to give it 5 seconds. Five. Or else we're going to play a feature. Four, three, two, one. John Weatherby, hi. I'm going to do this and see if it works. Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, that didn't work. You want to answer the phone? Can you answer the phone? You push the button? All right.
No. There we go.
John, yes. Imagine it took two sound engineers who were busy telling stories rather than practicing the equipment. Let me just kill myself over here.
Let me be unprofessional
and start screaming.
Okay.
I was so happy because I got all the teases right, even though I had to play them myself. Well, we're out of time for your segment, John.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you, sir. John Weatherby, meteorologist. You're the only meteorologist in American radio. I can't believe that just happened. I can't freaking believe it just happened.
That's all right.
The challenge of picking up a phone is overwhelming. Listen, John, you're the only meteorologist in America who predicted the Hurricane Dorian exactly right.
We got it.
You got it exact. John Weatherby last week on Sterling on Sunday Live on a Sunday night said it won't hit landfall until the Outer Banks.
Yep. And Cape Hatteras got brushed for about 20 minutes before it went back into the Atlantic, but it did make landfall.
And John Weatherby, meteorologist.
The Canadian mass.
John, my rhythm's all screwed up, John. John Weatherby, meteorologist, why don't you share with us this week's forecast, and I will leave you unmolested.
Okay, I'll be happy to do so, because tonight we're going to talk about heat on incredibly hot temperatures that are continuing in the wake of Dorian. It's not uncommon to get a lot of hot air that continues to be delivered by the tropical winds. In fact, look at the temperatures across the country here live tonight at 10 o'clock. We're still in the 80s all the way up to Raleigh. Lots of 90s in Georgia, in Alabama, get into Central Time, Mississippi. We've still got 90, near 100 degrees in Dallas, in the Metroplex, from WBAP all the way up to Oklahoma City, and 80s are pushing north into Wichita Falls. Well, the bottom line is this heat's going to continue to slide eastward. So as you're making your plans for tomorrow, we will tell you right now that heat advisories will be up for Mississippi, Alabama, and they've already been posted for portions of central Georgia. And we know the seasons are starting to change. We've got severe weather tonight north and east of Denver, Colorado, northeast corner of Colorado, headed into Nebraska. And behind that severe weather, 20s are already being reported. Steamboat Springs, Cheyenne, up across Wyoming into Yellowstone. Those areas are already starting to feel some cooler temperatures. To the northeast, temperatures already in the 40s. So, with all that said, and even with the dangerous heat that's across the desert southwest, heat is going to be a big problem this week. Make sure you're prepared for that. And quite frankly, the heat's not going to break down until we get later in the week, when a weakening Canadian front will come through the Great Lakes tomorrow, Ohio River Valley Tuesday, and down to the Tennessee Valley before it stalls on Wednesday. In the tropics, nothing really to worry about. Believe it or not, Dorian took one more swipe today at Newfoundland before headed out into the North Atlantic. It will miss Greenland, but Dorian may hold together as a post-tropical cyclone all the way to Ireland by the time we get to the middle of the week. That's not our story for tonight. Our story is nothing in the tropics. We'll watch. This is still the peak of the hurricane season. We have to pay attention. But nothing there tonight. We're in good shape. It's just the heat for the southern two-thirds of the country. Be ready for that. And, of course, we'll keep you updated. Walter, thank you. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hey, John, this is a very special edition of Sterling on Sunday. This is Sterling... Sterling... let me go find my 14-year-old to do the show for me. John, this is Sterling on Sunday on ice.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess who this is? This voice.
It's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
Who do you think that is?
Sterling on Sunday on ice is the big clue. It's Nancy Kerrigan, or it's the other skater lady. It's not Dorothy Hamill. I've met her. That's not her voice.
Why did you meet Dorothy Hamill? Under what circumstances did you meet Dorothy Hamill?
Terribly social, working for a radio station, and we did a holiday ice show, and she was very pleasant to come on my radio show and was just a total, total charming person.
Were you pleasant to her?
Very much. Good question. Very much so.
Was there ever a celebrity that came to a radio station to whom you were unpleasant?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Or that you regret you didn't fawn over more?
Oh, yes. Several. A long list of those.
Give me one. Give me one. I have to make a radio show. Give me one.
Billy Payne. Do you remember that name?
No, I have no idea. Who?
Okay. Former chairman of the Olympic Committee at Atlanta.
They were all jerks. Those guys are all jerks. Thank you very much, Mr. Weatherby. We'll have weather report again from you at 36 past the hour on Sterling on Sunday. The only one who I ever met who I regret I didn't fawn over more, I don't know what I was, well, I do know what I was thinking, and it's shame on me, was Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt came to a radio station I was working with in San Francisco. And it was freaking Linda Ronstadt. But I was such a horrible human being. It was at a moment in time when, when she didn't have a hit. And I was kind of stunned by how she looked. Now, today she looks terrific because she's overcome so much. She just has that glow and she's special. But she was right at that point where I think she had gotten sick. She has Parkinson's, and no one knew for sure about it, including her. So I got to tell you, freaking Linda Ronstadt didn't look great, and she didn't have a hit. And therefore, I did very little fawning, and I regret that to this day. Doesn't it feel good to confess? Don't we feel better when we confess?
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
All right, listen to me. The challenge that you and I have on any given day is being able to act as though we're 28 years old. That's the challenge. And to be able to be responsive to our lovers, be they men, women, wives, mistresses, girlfriends, in a way that is though we're 28 years old. And you know, every guy after the age of 30 needs a little help. And that means boner medicine. The problem, you hear so many of these stupid commercials on saying, well, you know, you don't need pills and you don't need this. You know, by the way, when they say you don't need pills, there's another therapy to get a boner whenever you want. That means an injection in your penis. That's what that is. Do you want that? Let me just make this clear to you. That's what that is. Instead, all you have to do is take the blue pill. Problem with the blue pill is it costs $400 or $500, no more. Now you can get a generic version of it, just terrific, also the same way, through a doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor's office. I don't want to have to give a prescription at the Walmart, at the Walgreens, and kill my flirting with the pharmacist. You don't have to. All you have to do to get your boner medicine and get an erection on demand is go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. Yeah, you and the 18-wheeler, it's okay. Those vibrations that you're feeling right now, they can be real. forhims.com/Walter. Go there, and you sign up to forhims.com for $5 a month. $5 a month. And they will send you boner medicine for free. Now let me read this very elaborate disclaimer that I always have trouble seeing. All right. Try for Hims for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to a doctor's approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine whether or not a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. So the lawyers get off my butt. This could cost hundreds of dollars if you went to a pharmacy or a physician's office. Go to forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sound imagined by Matt DeSantis.
888-688-WALT is my phone number. Matt DeSantis is no longer with us. He did not pass away. He did something far more shocking and terrifying. He decided that instead of being a weekend sound engineer for the fastest-growing show in network radio. That's this one. Yeah, not that stupid one. What's that stupid one they're all very excited about and sweating over? Some guy takes a podcast and plays that on 50,000-watt radio stations, and that's creative. Let me help you. The content has to be there. It doesn't matter if it's a freaking podcast. Stop it. Just stop it. You have to make a great show like this. Instead of being a sound engineer on the weekends for Sterling on Sunday, he decided to go to Harvard. Now, the reason this is shocking is there's no one in American radio who's ever even seen Harvard, never even visited it. There's no campus radio station there. Why would we go? Why would we go to Harvard if there was no campus radio station? But there you have it. Matt DeSantis, great sound engineer. Thank you. Congratulations for graduating from radio. And now we have John Cole, who has put together this show quickly and under duress and will continue to do a great job. I have no concerns. It seems that instead of telling the story I wanted to tell, we'd better take your call. Jim, listening on WMAL, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jim.
Mr. Sterling, good evening. I wanted to talk about my boner, and I'm going to keep it clean.
I don't care if you
keep it clean. I got Peronis. I got it Peronis, man.
I don't care if you keep it clean. Now, why are you calling?
Well, I mean, I thought you might be able to, help me, you know? I mean, I don't know. All right, but otherwise,
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. If you want to call and talk about your boner problems, remember, I'm not a doctor. One of the things that you're always reminded of, you and I are thinking about going to work tomorrow or going to work on the third shift in Vegas, at the hospitals around the country, at the schools, driving the third shift bus, the public transportation, going to work as a sergeant on the Chicago Police Department. Hello, Sergeant Tim. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday on WLS in Chicago. Going to work at the casinos, KXNT in Las Vegas. It's great to be with you. It is fantastic to be with you. And you drive in an 18-wheeler. I know you get a little high, a little rush from the vibration in your seat. But as I shared with you, there's now medication for that. No need to rely on the vibration in the seat. It's okay. Here's the deal. One of the most bizarre facts about our culture is you and I spend most of our days with people for whom we have no interest in being with. When we go to work, whether it's at a, you know, a store or a casino or a hospital, we are thrown in with people that we did not choose. And then we're put in a confined, think about this, it's crazy. We're put in a confined area with people we did not choose. And we have to look at them at close range. Close range. And then, here's the killer, then we have to get along. We want you guys to get along. Get along. And it's become a whole get-along industry. 5 ways to do better at work. 10 ways to ask for a raise. 8 ways to deal with conflict at work. 22 ways to deal with a boss who doesn't understand your deep feelings and your need for personal days. What? A whole HR industry, which is the most corrupt, banal industry there is. HR. Go to HR, my friend. Never go to HR under any condition, for any reason. HR is not your friend. HR is there to protect the king. Are you the king? No, you're not going to be protected. But all day long, you and I are expected to work things out with people with whom we would not normally have a barbecue. We're told to go have a barbecue with people we would not normally have a barbecue. Go bowling with somebody. Work it out. Go work it out. Now, it used to be you could go work it out at a bar. Can you do that anymore? No. It used to be you could work it out at a bar and tell each other a few jokes and forget about the problem. Can you do that anymore? No. No. Now you go to a bar and you've got bigger problems if you hop in your car and go home. It's just a whole series of problems. But think about life. And how, in almost every situation in life, we are put together with people with whom we would not choose to hang out and told for 8 to 10 hours a day to get along. And if you don't get along, you could be guilty of many things. Harassment, discrimination, racism, me-too-ism, and I didn't want to be with these people to begin with. And now I'm not getting along with them, right? It would seem to me the single person choice that you and I get to make is who we partner up with. Marriage, togetherness, living with. And therefore, just based on that fact, we have one really good choice that you and I can make. There should be no divorce. It's practically the only choice we get. It's practically the only choice we get. Every morning, I am thrown into a situation where I'm forced to be with people I would never choose to be with. See if you can relate to this. These are the people I stand at the bus stop with my 7-year-old daughter. There are 4, 5, 6 other parents waiting with their 5, 6, 7-year-old kid for the bus. And I'm supposed to stand there for 5 to 10 minutes with these other parents with whom I would never choose to be with. But they're on my block. And my kid wants to play with their kid. And therefore, this is a high-stakes game. Waiting for the suburban bus is a high-stakes game. Because whether it's 100 degrees or 50 degrees or 5 below, I'm going to be standing there at that damn corner with those people with whom I did not choose to be with. And I have to listen and pretend that I find what they say fascinating. There's one person at this particular bus stop who talks about things that the minute they open their mouth, I am bored and in pain. One particular conversation every morning where he's going to start talking and I'm bored and in pain. I'll tell you about that in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling.
This is Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. 12chan on the mysterious dark web.
We have exclusive details from drone footage on this year's taping. Later tonight, on your Curse of Oak Island update, on Sterling on Sunday.
Hello again, Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, the only weatherman live on the radio on a Sunday night. And tonight, we're reporting from a cool and comfortable basement. I know it's not as sexy as a laundry room, but cooler than anywhere else right now, thanks to a wave of hot temperatures. Records were set today in 17 locations. That's not as many as I thought there would be. And heat advisories are now extending along the Gulf Coast states. Because, following Dorian, we're dealing with what's called a dry heat. But now humidity is also returning on south breezes and air quality alerts, too. So after all the 100s, now we're getting the dangerous heat indices as well. And the heat will last most of the work week ahead. What breaks the heat is a Canadian cold front pushing southward first across the Great Lakes tomorrow, then Tuesday Ohio Valley, Wednesday Tennessee Valley, where things stall out. There's some hope for the rest of us, though. Late-day thunderstorms feeding off Gulf moisture, that'll help knock down the heat a bit. And we'll watch a tropical wave approaching the coast to add to our weekend showers next weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, now, if you'd like to enjoy the special laundry view, the special live video stream of the laundry view from the laundry room, that is our studio, not some million-dollar studio that I gave to Zach Sang for his clearance in Youngstown. No, no. This is for Sterling on Sunday, live from my laundry room in the basement of my home. You can see it. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling. That's on Facebook. You'll see the live stream right now of the laundry room. What shocks me with all the obsession with censorship at Facebook is that they haven't thrown it off. They haven't censored it yet. Because the content there is pretty shocking. We're doing spin control in the laundry room. We're trying to dry off the trouble that we've caused. The dry humor of the laundry room. I can't work that fast. I can't think that fast. If I had good coffee right now, I'd be able to do it. But there's a limit to what I can do. I'm at the bus stop. I need your help. I could use your help. I'm at the bus stop in the suburbs. Now, warning. I hate the suburbs. I don't want to be living in the suburbs. There are a variety of epic reasons that I am in the suburbs, all of which has to do with women. No man ever says, you know, honey, let's leave our cool, groovy loft downtown and go live in the suburb. No man has ever said that in his life. Did you, as a guy, say to your wife, let's move to the suburbs? No. No. At some suffering, horrible, low moment, either when you wanted sexo or you were drunk or you were with others, and your wife said, you know, it's really time for us to move to the suburbs. It'd be good for the kids. No, it's not good for the kids. Then every mass shooter is a white kid from the suburbs. Get it? It's because they're suffering from endless boredom, and no role. Now I'm at the bus stop. And there are five or six other parents. I have my 7-year-old. They have their 7-year-old. We're all equipped with a 7-year-old. They keep us safe. The 7-year-olds keep us safe. They keep us from ourselves. But now there's small talk in 50-degree weather, 100-degree weather, 5-degree weather. It has to be small talk for the 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes that I have to stand there and suffer with these people with whom I would not normally mix. It is a random event who we get to work with, who we get to stand at the bus stop with. And the key is to don't throw grenades. Just force yourself to be pleasant, Walter. Just shut up. Just shut up. And now I'm listening to them all talk about themselves. There's the angry mom, the one who's brittle or high-strung, as my mother would say, the one who looks really good at night and really scary in the morning, hard to say what's going on there. And then there's the sensible one. There's the sensible parent who's always, every damn morning, is quizzing my kid about whether or not she's warm enough. Attention parents, you do not have the right to ask my kid if she's warm enough. As the oldest dad in 20 different public schools, I can tell if my kid's warm enough, and you know what? They're confident enough to say, Dad, I'm not warm enough. Do not ask my kid if she's warm enough, but every damn day there's this parent who says, are you warm enough? Are you warm enough? And your little dog, too. But then there's this one guy who never smiles, stands very stout, very serious guy, and talks to me about his work with a classical orchestra, which is kind of interesting, right? Violinist, head violinist. No, that's not what he is. He's the freelance percussionist. That means he plays the snare drum. That's kind of cool, right? You know, jazz? No. It means he plays all percussion instruments. What does that mean? It means that he also plays the little bells and the tambourine and talks for very long periods of time about how you set up the kettle drums or how you set up these drums and how you baffle them against the orchestra. And this is his small talk. Well, you know, it's very, can take an hour or two to set up the drums just so that the, like, oh my God, let me shut up. But the worst is when I hear something like this. But you know, somebody said to me, what's such a big deal about playing the triangle? My God, what do you mean, what's such a big deal about playing the triangle? And I'm thinking, well, there's some hope. I mean, Jimmy Morrison of the Doors played the triangle. I don't think Jimmy ever talked about it, but he played the triangle. Taylor Hanson plays the triangle sometimes. That's pretty cool. But he's standing there. He's having these very serious conversations about his resentments toward people don't take it seriously enough, just how difficult it is to play the triangle. And I'm standing there trying to be civilized and quiet. And then it came out of my mouth. There I am with the moms one day, just the moms. There were no dads around. There were just the moms. There was the scary mom. There was the picky mom. There was the vaguely pleasant mom. The whole assortment of moms and me. And they were talking about, I looked at them and they were talking about doing their yards, raking their yards, trimming their hedges, their trim, whatever they were talking about, but it was their gardening and how tiring it was and how they were on their knees. And I'm like, well, I looked at them, I said, where are your husbands? Why aren't they doing this yard work? Why aren't they doing any of this yard work? And they looked at me and they said, oh, well, they're working. They're working. My husband works 9 hours a day. My husband works 10 hours a day. Well, guess what? I've worked in corporate America all my life. I wasn't always a talk show host. I wore a suit, a Brooks Brothers suit, wingtip shoes. I had the whole thing. I was an executive vice president at NBC, a vice president at ABC. And you know what? I know what's involved in all of those jobs. And every now and then you have an explosion, you have to deal with a crisis, somebody's coming to town. But most of the time, no executive job, no job. Other than jobs on the factory floor are 40-hour week jobs. They're not. There's a lot of lunch, a lot of meetings, a lot of looking around, a lot of shenanigans. And I looked at these women. I looked at these moms without a husband in sight. And I said to them, they don't have 9 hours a day of work. They don't have 10 hours a day of work. They have plenty of free time. They're not busy all day. And I could see the guillotine forming in front of my head, coming down, being released by their eyes. Oh, my husband works very hard. My husband works 9 hours a day. My husband works 13 hours a day. The air hammers. My husband does. And I looked at them. I said, No, they don't. They don't work as many hours a day as you have been led to believe. The next time we gathered for the bus, they weren't looking at me. And the guys who showed up, they weren't looking at me either. And now I'm really not sure what to do, because there's the curse. I'm stuck with them. It's why you don't make friends with the neighbors. It's why it's hell that we don't get to choose who we work with or stand at the bus stop with. Too much of our lives is a random pitting in the same arena with people we would never invite to the barbecue. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make this okay. Because I'm cursed with being right. They don't work those many hours. There's no job like that. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement. This is Sterling on Sunday on Ice. And here is the mystery voice to
guess. Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
888-688-9258. It's Sterling on Sunday on Ice, and I'm Walter M. Sterling. Isn't this exciting? Oh, and I'm live. Did you know that?
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to me carefully. The prescription for boner medicine is no longer a brand name. Now you can get a generic. What does that mean? Instead of $400 or $500 for a pill, you can get it for, I have an amazing price. I've got a price you will not believe, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I will give you a price for the boner medicine you've never heard before. But what's the benefit? The benefit is this. Now you can get this prescription drug. It's a medicine because this is a medical condition. It's not a social issue. And I would suggest that if you're having trouble getting a hard-on, if you're well endowed, you need more help. It is a radio fact that if you need boner medicine, you're probably well endowed because you need more help. Admit that you're well endowed. Go to forhims.com/Walter. 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 And what happens? You sign up to the 4HIMS website, which is a great site for guys. It's filled with products and information just for guys. Try HIMS for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 a month while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval. How much is it? Listen, for doctor approval and require an online prescription with a physician who will determine if the prescription is appropriate. See the website for details and safety information. This could cost hundreds of dollars in person with a doctor or a pharmacy. Instead, they'll send it to you for free. Boner medicine for free. Just sign up for $5 a month to their site, which is a great site. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Keep your hands in the car.
All right, 888-688-WALT. What do I do? I'm standing at the bus top. 6-7-year-olds, their parents, usually it's a mix that I barely tolerate, and they barely tolerate me because I'm no prize. And I'm one time I'm there, this is last week, I'm there with just the moms. And they were revealing the fact that they had spent the whole day gardening. All of them had been doing gardening. All of them, and it's hard work. They were doing hard work. Finally, I said, why don't your husbands do any of this? And they all looked at me almost in unison, said, my husband does 8 hours a day work. He works 5 hours a day. He works 20 hours a day. He works 18 hours a day. And finally, banking on my executive experience, I thought, your husbands don't work 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, because guys do not work as much as men. What did I just say? Guys do not work as much as women. Guys do not work as much as women. You go through the day and you list everything a woman does and then everything a guy does. Guys do nothing. They go to an office, a store, a shop. They look around. They go take a 2-hour lunch. They talk to Frank about the big game, Ohio State. Oh, my God. They talk to, George about Clemson. You know, what about Clemson? How much did you win at Clemson? They talk about the Aggies, how the Aggies got whooped by Clemson. They talk about earthquakes, and then they go home. That's what men do. Women, it's stunning how much women do in any given day. Therefore, I looked at these moms, and I said, your husbands are not working 10, 12 hours a day like they tell you. They're not. They could help you with the gardening. Oh, my husband does 12 hours a day. My husband does, They all vigorously argued with me. Rigorously argued with me. Absolutely wrong. I looked at them. I said, no, they don't do that kind of work. The next time we come down to the bus stop, there I am with the moms and a few of the dads, and no one's talking to me. No one, and because I'm a talk show host, I know nothing matters. Therefore, when I was done talking, I was done. I thought this conversation was over. I don't expect you or anybody else to take me seriously. And, you know, I had moved on. I was very worried about ancient aliens now. That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about ancient aliens and how I want to be reincarnated as Trevor Lawrence. That's what I was thinking about pretty much for the rest of the day. But they went home and stewed, as they said in the 60s. They went home and stewed about what I had said. And now I go back, I'm standing with them, and they're not looking at me. Next time we go pick up at the bus, no, none of those parents are looking at me. And now what do I do? What do I do? They're not looking at me, and they're not talking to me. And this puts my daughter's social life, my 7-year-old aggressively social daughter, her social life at risk. And it did. She said, I want to play with John. Coming off the bus, John's mother looks in a huff and says, he's very busy today. John, all of a sudden, at age 7, is very busy today, can't play with my daughter. Next time they get off the bus, I want to play with John, I want to play with John. John's mother looks at me and goes, John's very busy today, he can't play today. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. My kid's social life is destroyed because I told the moms that their husbands are lying to them about their work hours. I don't know what to do. But this random pitting together in situations like work and at the bus stop, this is a very unique challenge as human beings. What should I do about the moms at the bus stop? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement. All you have to know is this voice.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
And this is a special edition of Sterling on Sunday. This is Sterling on Sunday.
If you can handle ice, you can handle anything.
Sterling on Sunday on ice. I've got so much to do tonight. We have so much to get to. It's a big show.
Find out how snobby and stuck up and elitist an HOA can be at a trailer park. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
888-688-WALT. And be sure to look at our live stream, The Laundry View, at Facebook. A live video stream from The Laundry Room tonight. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Here's my problem. I insulted all of the moms at the bus stop. And therefore, they're starting to boycott play dates with my 7-year-old daughter. What did I say exactly? I said, why can't your husbands help you with any of this gardening work? And they all said, well, he's working 9, 10, 15 hours a day. I'm like, I looked at them, I said, your husbands aren't working 9, 10, 15 hours a day. Oh, mine is. No, they're not. And I looked at them knowingly like a guy talking about guys. They're not working 10, 15 hours a day. Oh, mine is. No, they're not. Okay. Next time I go out to the bus stop, I'm not thinking about it. I'm done with it. I'm all over it. And they're not talking to me. And all of a sudden, their kids are too busy to play with my very popular daughter. All of a sudden. And I don't know how to get out of it. 888-688-WALT is my number. Help me. Live on a Sunday night, everybody who calls in gets a chance to win a prize announcement.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
Congratulations. This is a special edition of Sterling on Sunday. This is Sterling on Sunday on ice.
If you can handle ice, you can handle anything.
Get 888-688-WALT. Jeffrey in Sparta, Tennessee. How you doing?
I'm very well, Mr. Sterling. How are you?
Well, it's pretty exciting to talk to you. Are you a truck driver?
No, I work midnight. Well, in fact, I work a 7-to-7 shift at a dry kill. We dry kill lumber, dried.
How does that work? What does that mean?
That means you take, like you cut a tree down and you saw it into boards and before you can use these boards, generally they have to be dried. That's called a dry kill. We put the green boards in a dry kill, heat them for a certain length of time till the moisture content goes down enough to where you can sell them. Then we sell them.
Is this a union job?
No, this is Tennessee. There are very few union jobs down here, none at these little small sawmills like this.
The reason I asked is you said you work a 12-hour shift sometimes. That means you must be getting a pretty good buck.
Well, I just work 3 days a week. I work Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then we've got another fellow that works the other four midnight shifts. But, yeah, it's for 3 days' work, it's not a bad paycheck.
So you're used to working in wood?
Yes, right.
How can I help you today?
Well, you raised the issue of the boners earlier in the show, and
yes.
I don't know what kind of medicine is being sold, but in this part of the country, it's really working because everybody is running around with one practically. The wives are pregnant, the girls are pregnant, the girlfriends are pregnant, you know, whatever they've got going on is working.
Now, how would you know this, Jeff? How would you be the source of boner information?
Well, just from observation. Working in factories and mills and whatnot as I have all my life, your women ain't safe unless they're Mennonites at home or in the garden. If you've got an old lady working at a factory or something, you know, she's subject to, you know, to find out what the boner medicine is all about.
Well, congratulations for this brilliant call. Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Yeah, I'd love to. I've got an idea who it could be.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
All right, Jeff in Tennessee, who do you think that is?
I think it's Tonya Harding.
Oh, no, but thank you. You know, that's just a fine guess because, of course, tonight it's Sterling on Sunday on ice.
If you can handle ice, you can handle anything.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Edie in Burlington, Wisconsin, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Hi, Edie. No, that's not the right one. Go to the next one. Hi, Edie.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Edie.
I know. You're on the air, Edie. You're on the air.
Okay. I was going to say, with respect to the ladies that you talked to about working, I would imagine they probably somehow felt personally offended because you were, questioning their knowledge maybe of what their husbands were doing with their time. That's the only explanation I can come up with. What I was thinking though is that, you know, I know my husband, he worked in IT for a number of years and he was on call like a doctor, you know, so he had long hours and he was on call and that went on for a long time. Now he is supposedly retired, but he's working at Walmart in the deli and he works pretty much, I guess, almost 40 hours a week. But I would say time-wise, as far as activity, I probably do work more than him now. I wish he would help with things at home, but he's so much in the, you know, the traditional thing of, you know, I work, I don't work at home. It's always really pretty much been that way.
Does he get to sneak stuff out of the deli at Walmart? Does he get to sneak stuff home?
No, not at all.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I don't really have a good idea.
Do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
Who do you think that is for a prize announcement?
I think maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's the only thing I can think of.
All right, let's go over the rules. Thank you for your call. I don't know why this happens. Every time I play a youngish female voice, people think it's this obscure congressman from New York. Now, I have never talked about politics on this show, and I never will, because I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to insult you with nonsense talk. Who the hell cares? You have your own political views. Go argue at Thanksgiving. Don't waste 50,000-watt radio stations in WMAL FM and KMBZ FM by talking about politics. Who the hell cares? No one gives a crap. No one gives a crap. No one gives a crap. I've never talked about politics, and yet I get this bizarre guess about, you know, some obscure congresswoman I don't know about. Or, that's the best case. The worst case is people guess that it's Doris Day. Hello, Guy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT,
888-688-9258.
Hi, Guy.
Yeah, good to hear you, sir.
Good to hear you, sir.
You know, your illustration of the bus stop deal, you know, I find that very interesting, because you go someplace and you meet people that you wouldn't ordinarily meet, that are irritating, and you go like, geez, I couldn't have a barbecue with this guy, man. I couldn't go bowling with this guy, you know, and I go, how can I resolve this problem? You know, it's always a something that comes up, and you go like, man, did I get off the wrong side of the bed? You know, I mean, it's kind of hard, you know, like a mule kicking the head, and you go like, I didn't see that coming, you know. So it's
when you and I go to work, there we are surrounded by people with whom we would not normally mix, and we're told, get along. Well, wait a minute, I didn't pick these people. I don't want to get along. I don't want to talk to them.
No. Yeah, I sympathize with you, because, you know, you're like, you know, is this like the dating game or you know, the game called Clue? I go, I didn't walk into this, you know, it just kind of happened. You know, it's like deja vu, you know,
You know, it's so stupid, because every hour the game has increased. It's increased. The stakes have increased, that every hour we're supposed to get along with people at work even better. Even better than you did last month. Here's the diversity training. Oh, did you say to that woman that she looks great today? Boom, me too, you're fired. Did you say to that guy, hey, those are terrific ribs you brought into work? Boom, you're a racist, you're fired. What the hell? It's crazy talk. Now I'm at the bus stop with my 6-year-old, my 7-year-old kid, and the other parents of 6- and 7-year-old kids are there, and these moms are talking about how hard they work in the garden. And I look at them and I said, why didn't your husbands help you out? And they look at me and they go, oh, my husband works 20 hours a day. My husband works 10 hours a day. And none of them are doctors. My husband works 14 hours a day. And I look at them and go, your husband doesn't really work that long. Believe me, your husband doesn't work that hard. Your husband's spending a lot of time worrying about the Dodgers. Your husband's worrying about fantasy football. Your husband's buying a lot of time at Hooters. Believe me. Oh, not my husband. I go home, innocent. The next day, the moms wouldn't talk to me. And the next day, suddenly their kids became way too busy to have play dates with my kids. What do I do? They won't talk to me. 888-688-9258. Coming up tonight, I have so much stuff. First of all, go to Facebook.com. Go to Facebook and go to Walter M. Sterling, and you can see the live video stream of the Laundry View, the laundry room that I'm broadcasting from. Go there. Go do it. Plus, I have an amazing story to tell you about my two best friends, Pat Brown and Jim Paul. Pat Brown and Jim Paul, this is the best story, the most amazing story. That's coming up in just seconds. Plus, I'm going to talk about the honey badger. There's a honey badger you and I deal with at work, and it's probably about time to put an end to it. 888-688-WALT. What do I say to the moms who won't talk to me anymore? That's my number, live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
My friend, if you're a well-endowed guy and you're having trouble getting a boner, it only makes sense that you need more help than like a puny guy needs. It's a radio fact that it makes perfect sense for you to get medical help for what is what? A medical condition. Not getting a boner is a medical condition. It's not a social thing. It's not that you don't like her perfume. It's not that you have a resentment that you have to clean up after her every time she goes to the bathroom. It's not that. It's that after you're 30, every guy has trouble from time to time, and therefore, isn't it great there's finally medicine for it? Now, the problem up till now is that the medicine has been $400 or $500. No more. Now it's a generic. Now it costs much less. How much less, Walter? Well, I have made a deal with a company that's ready to give it to you for the right price. Are you ready for this? forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter is ready to give it to you for the right price. The right price is free. Go to their website. It's for hims, forhims. And for a month today, for just $5, we'll get you started while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician, but you don't have to go to a doctor's office. And he will determine, she will determine if the prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds of bucks if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. And this.
What does a heroic act of charity, a bag of urine, and a Costa Rican gigolo have in common? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. They're all coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Bad College Radio.
School's back in session and our recorders are rolling.
This is like our first five songs.
But I sounded like an idiot.
Hopefully I'm not messing up too much.
Yeah, it's all coming up tonight on Bad College Radio, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Gary O'Neill. You do this on the job and you could be fired. It is incredible and unbelievable. And I will explain it all coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Special edition of Sterling on Sunday. Sterling on Sunday on ice. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, full of baloney.
All right. I can't wait to tell you the story about Captain Pat Brown of the Fire Department of New York City and my friend Jim Paul. These are some characters. And the story I've got about these guys is amazing. And I'll share that with you coming up in just seconds. We have so much to do tonight. There's Rob Balin. There's Pete Salant. It's a celebrity-packed hour, let me tell you. But I have more to discuss about both of them coming up in just seconds. What am I supposed to do now? What do you want me to do? Larry in Chicago, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Larry. Listening on WLS.
Yeah. Hey. I'm guessing, Walter, you're a nice guy, but I'm guessing you're the oldest guy standing at the bus stop.
Well, I'm barely standing. That's how old I am.
There you go. And I'm thinking you remember the Democratic Convention in 1968 like it was yesterday.
No, I'm happy to say I don't, but I guess you do.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, when I'm listening to you, I'm like, yeah, this guy's got to be, I'm in my late 60s, you know. I'm thinking, yeah, this guy's up there with me. And then you got little kids at the bus stop and thinking, these people are not your age, you know. These people are way younger than you, and they don't realize you're just kidding around with them. And
do you have the problem of people not knowing when you're kidding around?
Oh, man, all the time, yeah. I got a warped sense of humor, you know. And I think you kind of got that. And you're like, oh, let's just see how far I can push this guy. And then you find, oh, man, I touched a nerve, right?
I view all of my life as a talk show, therefore I poke and poke and poke just to get a reaction because I get bored easily.
Well, you got one from them people.
I did. But the problem is that my 7-year-old daughter, and it's my current first only marriage, my 7-year-old daughter is an aggressive social being, which I certainly am not. And therefore, it's going to be very difficult on her if I can't resolve the issue with the moms because she needs those play dates. Thank you very much for your call. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Troy in Dallas. I'm taking your call because all Troys are attractive. Are you attractive, Troy?
Am I attractive?
Yes.
Most people would probably say no.
Does your wife say no? Does your wife say no? Because they lose it fast. They lose their sense of humor fast, those wives.
I don't have a wife, but I
Thank
have
God.
A... Yes, well, I've known the woman that I'm with. We've been known each other for over 30 years.
Oh,
and I'm responding to your conundrum. You know, the women are shunning you because you doubted their husband's work ethic.
Yes.
And I just want to say, don't stir up the crap, Walter. yes, most of us are lazy bastards, but they don't need to know that. And, you know, my favorite thing is that I'm never really off. You know, I work all the time and all that. I haven't worked hard in years. So, you know, in a way, you're right, but I don't know what to, you know, do about your daughter's situation. Just, the ones that she really enjoys playing with, just kind of pursue that, you know, and then weed out the ones that you really don't care about. And I guess that's all I got to say about that. So, and as far as the mystery board, Yes.
Let's do the mystery board.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
Troy at WBAP, who do you think that is?
Jennifer Garner.
That's a good guess. Damn it. Good. Those are the kind of guesses I want. Populist, pop culture, people of this century. Thank you. That's a great guess. Not right, but right because we're on the guide path of this century and not a politician. Learning is a positive experience. It's not Jennifer Garner, who has really crappy taste in men. I mean, what does she think? What do these women think? These gorgeous women like Jennifer Garner, who could have anybody. And, she keeps going back to some loser. Keeps going back to a loser. All right, I need your advice. I'm in trouble at the bus stop with the kids. I told all the moms standing there that, no, their husbands don't work that hard. They should do gardening for them. And the moms go, whoa, 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 whoa. Moms were very offended. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. Florida stories coming up.
Sterling on Sunday, home of the WMCA Good Guys.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, starting with a tropical update. Tropical storm Gabrielle in the center of the Atlantic, pushing off to the northeast Tuesday, becoming extra tropical, fading away. No worries there. All quiet in the eastern Pacific and central Pacific, looking around Hawaii. But a typhoon tonight is hitting Tokyo. Winds up to 135 miles an hour, over 600,000 without power. Officials expecting havoc for tomorrow morning's commute, you think? There are two waves in the Atlantic, though, that we are watching. One north of the Leewards, with little chance to develop so far. The other off the African continent, now labeled Invest 94L. And the concern is favorable environmental conditions ahead on a Dorian-like track. It'll be Friday before it approaches the Windward Islands and late Saturday into the Caribbean at this point, if it forms at all. We'll be watching. One other update, fire weather. We reported earlier on the heat across the country, and that includes the West, with 13 states working active wildfires. And now severe weather tonight, with random lightning strikes triggering new fires. A high fire danger has been posted for the week. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we go to Safety Harbor, Florida, where in this ironically named town, a couple wakes up a little after 4 a.m. Wife nudges the husband, honey, do you hear something? I think so. So he goes downstairs to check. There's a 19-year-old Florida man in his kitchen making breakfast. Offers to make the homeowner some breakfast. Homeowner says, no, I don't think I'll have breakfast. I think I'll call the cops. So the intruder runs out the back door, runs into the swampy forest behind the man's house where cops catch him just a few minutes later. And he was on the classic alternative energy source in Florida that we call alcohol. I don't know if I'd react the same way. Depends on what he was making for breakfast. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go down to Clearwater, Florida, where an HOA, a homeowners association, is cracking down on one of the residents under its stead because neighbors are complaining that he's working out of the house, and that's not allowed. And it's more than just having the neon open sign next to his front door. It's more than just the traffic that's coming in and out of their neighborhood. Residents are upset about the type of business it is. But it's not a strip club. It's not a bar. They don't sell dangerous e-cigarettes. No, Florida man started a bail bonds business. Here's what makes it even more Florida. The name of the neighborhood that is governed by the Homeowners Association? Leisure World Mobile Home Park. So now I don't know whose side I'm on. I wouldn't want to live next to a guy who started a bail bonds business out of his house. But on the other hand, is there a better place to set up a bail bonds business than a trailer park in Florida? I also enjoy how snobby and elitist the Homeowners Association can be of a trailer park in Florida. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
A Florida couple is getting ready for the hurricane that might be blowing through. If you've never done hurricane prep, that means you got to get everything out of your yard that could blow away or be damaged by stuff that's blowing around. So they grabbed all their patio furniture and shoved it in the garage. They got their big old gas grill, shoved it in the garage. After a while, they had their whole yard cleared, but they couldn't fit their smart car in their garage. Florida couple's quick thinking over here. I think that smart car will fit in our kitchen. So sure enough, luckily next to the breakfast nook, they have double doors. Wife didn't think it would fit. Husband did. Sure enough, they barely squeezed that thing in. Look, I suppose it's smart to store your smart car in your kitchen during a hurricane if you don't have a better option. But I don't think it's very smart that you pay $35,000 for a car that can fit in your kitchen. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hey!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
Hello, Judy. Please share with us your terrible joke.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sweetie. Hi, Judy. Hi.
Hi. You ready?
I'm always ready for Judy.
Okay, here it goes. What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
A rabbit with fleas. What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
Bugs Bunny.
What do I do about the moms at the bus stop who have stopped talking to me because I told them that their husbands really didn't work 9 or 10 or 12 hours a day like their husbands told them? And that was the excuse as to why they couldn't ask their husbands to help with the gardening. I said, your husbands don't work that hard. I'm a guy. I know. Jennifer in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. The number is 888-688-WALT. Hello, Jennifer. Hi.
Hi. Hello. We're laughing. I'm laughing my fanny off in the truck tonight, listening to you. And I said, oh, my gosh, I've got to call him because I've got a great idea for you.
Yes, please.
Well, those guys are working so hard. I think you need to help the guys out. And either you could do it if you're, but it might get you into more trouble. But I really think you should give them, all the ladies, a gift certificate for to have a really nice looking guy that's pretty ripped, likes to mow the lawn without the shirt on. And I think you should go to their house and mow the lawn for them and make it look really nice and just be taken off when their husband comes home. And then maybe their husbands might not have to work so long hours to help buy that pill that they need.
Nicely put together there, my friend Jennifer.
That's that was a good segue for that pill, wasn't it?
It was very impressive how you pulled all of those elements of the Sterling Show together.
Yeah,
therefore, you've won the opportunity to win a prize announcement. Are you ready?
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I thought it would be really exciting.
Sterling on Sunday on Ice. Who do you think that is, Jennifer?
Yeah, no, the very first words, but not the last part, the first words to me kind of sounds like Julia Roberts, but I don't think so.
No, it's a good guess, and I appreciate it. Excellent, though, how you wove all the elements of Sterling on Sunday into one eloquent, properly timed phone call, and I appreciate it. 888-688-WALT. Jerry and Marilyn, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. How are you? Hi, Jerry. Did Jerry leave us? So sad. So sad. Oh, so sad. Because, you know, he's in Jim Carducci land. He's in Maryland. Jim Carducci land. I love this Jim Carducci. He drives an Uber at WMAL in Washington. He listens to our show each week. And this reminds me one of the great things I get to do, one of the great gifts you give me, is on a regular basis I say, take a picture of what you're looking at right now. Take that overpriced cell phone you got conned into. Remember how they said it would be only $29 a month flat, no surprises. First bill, $292. Next bill, $323. Woo, no surprises. No, it's not a surprise that you screwed us. Every damn cell phone company screwed us. Let me repeat, every cell phone company has screwed us. All of them. I've been through all of them. Bunch of con artists. And by the way, FCC, you're responsible for the phone bill. You're responsible for the cell phone bills. Don't worry about whether or not I say weenie. Don't worry about Howard Stern. Don't worry about any of that crap. Worry about the fact that every one of those damn cell phones companies is screwing us with their crappy service, their fraudulent billing. What a shenanigan industry. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Therefore, Jim Carducci, it's great to have you. Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Billy D back from vacation with his large-breasted wife. Fantastic to see both of you. What I would love is for right now for you to take a photograph of whatever you're watching while you're listening to Sterling on Sunday. If you're driving, don't be stupid. Pull over. Next time you go to a stop, whatever you're looking at right now, while you're listening to this incredible, fastest-growing network show, send me the photo. And then tomorrow, when I wake up, I'll post them on Facebook. Much fun. Much fun. Send the photo right now to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. 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 Take a picture. Send it to me. And we've gotten some great photographs, like from Sergeant Tim of the Chicago Police Department. He sent me the most haunting, amazing photographs of terrifying neighborhoods, giant alligators coming out of the sewers at him. Oh, my God, these were great photos. And we've gotten people shaving their legs and a lot of the front end of trucks. But I appreciate it. I really do. This is the time of day to be on the radio. There is no greater time of day to be on the radio because it's just you and me driving back from the long holiday, from a long vacation. You and me in the 18-wheeler going up 71, 77, 380, I-5, it's just us. This is the time of day for you and I to communicate. I get to tell you my stories, and you get to tell me yours. 888-688-WALT. Susan in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a comment on about the men who think they work 10 or 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Do the wives ever see a time card or anything that shows they actually put in those many hours?
No. See, the women believe this myth that when a guy goes to work, he doesn't stop working till he gets home. Let me help you. This is one of the great myths of our time, right, Susan?
Let me tell them about this. I'm 68 years old. I've been a nurse for 38 years, a single mom for 38 years. I have time records that show I put in 8, 10, 12 hours on my shift, and that wasn't meaning the time that I commuted or the time I had lunch. That means the time that I punched in and punched out. And these women are living in la-la land because men don't have the work ethic in America that women have.
I totally agree. Susan, I totally agree. By the way, before we continue this, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
Would I like to what?
Guess the mystery voice.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
Who do you think that is?
Drew Barrymore.
Good for you. Nubile, pretty, of this century, not political. You're on the right path. Now, let me finish what you were talking about, Susan. My grandmother was a registered nurse. My wife's grandmother was a registered nurse. Nobody works harder than registered nurses. Nobody. And I have endless respect for you and your colleagues. Meanwhile, I have much less respect for doctors who kind of screw around. And God help you. God help you if a doctor says, I'll draw the blood. No, never let a doctor draw the blood, right?
I know that. But a lot of people want the doctor to do it. They don't want the nurse to do it.
No.
Okay.
You have my endless respect, Susan, and I especially appreciate the fact that you would call me. Thank you so much, because nobody works harder than a shift worker at a hospital than a nurse. Oh, my gosh. Which brings us to this medical issue.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
It's a medical issue. If you're a guy over 30, you're with millions of other guys over 30 who have trouble getting a boner sometimes. It's a medical issue, not a social shame. It's not that you're less of a man or that she's less of a woman. In fact, it has nothing to do with that. It's just that sometimes things wear out and need a little help. That's why there's medicine. That's why it's called a medical condition. And I would suggest to you that if you're a well-endowed man, you need more help than guys who are not as well-endowed. The guys you laughed at in gym, those guys, they don't need help. But guys who are well-endowed, they need more help. It's a radio fact. Problem is that boner medicine was very expensive until recently. Now, not so much. Now you can get generic boner medicine. You still have to get a prescription. You don't want to go to the doctor? I don't blame you. You don't want to go to the pharmacy with the prescription and show it to Susan behind the counter and say, oh, Susan, here's my boner medicine prescription. You've been flirting with her for months, and all of a sudden it's going to be ruined with the boner medicine. Here's all you have to do. Go to 4HIMS, F-O-R-H-I-M-S, 4HIMS.com. /Walter. Be sure to put the /Walter so some clown screaming at the Democrats doesn't get credit for my hard work, which is our next subject. All right, go to 4hims.com/Walter. And what you do is you try 4hims today for $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. You'll get boner medicine for free. Prescription products are subject to prior approval, doctor approval, and require online consultation with a physician online, not in an office. And the doctor will determine if the prescription is right for you. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds of bucks at a doctor or pharmacy. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. Hi, I just spilled the soda. Yes, it's true. 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling on a Sunday night. You and I are live. We're live in the cab of our 18-wheeler, driving the Uber. There's James Bramson and Nup. Hi. Frankie Reds, Irene Roberts. Oh, I love you, Irene Roberts. Hello, Irene. There's Karen and Mr. Sneakers, Ken Brandenburg, Liz Thomason, Sergeant, I respect you. Sean B., welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Marion Anton, what a great name. John Harrison. And Angela Bestalone. Angela Bestalone. Liz Tomlinson, John Cole. Wow. Okay, you can see the laundry room in the Laundry View right now. The Laundry View. Go to Walter M. Sterling. See the Laundry View live video stream at Facebook. Walter M. Sterling. Go to Facebook. See the live stream now. Right now, I'd like you to pick up that expensive, overpriced phone of yours and take a picture of whatever you're looking at. I'd love to see what you see while you're listening to Sterling on Sunday. Email it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail.
And I'll post it during the week on the Facebook page so everybody can see it, because I think this, what great community. You know how people talk about community? We like to form a community. Oh, my God. Brenda, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the Giant Network Radio Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have to say, I love your show. I've only listened to it a couple times, but I love listening to you, and you're a lot of fun to listen to. So,
would I be fun to be married to?
I think you could add a lot of interest to somebody's life.
And as a father, how do you think that would go?
You know, I think you genuinely care about your daughters, and you know, you're passionate, and so obviously I think you're probably a very good father.
Do you think men work much less than they say?
I do. And I think you probably hit a sore spot with the moms.
I wasn't criticizing them. I was saying, you know, your husband doesn't work that much.
But they don't want to admit that. They probably know deep down that their husbands don't work as often as they say, or as long of hours as what they,
well,
their husbands say they do.
Thank you for the call, Brenda. You're probably right. I'm Walter Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Starting with a tropical update. Tropical storm Gabrielle in the center of the Atlantic, pushing off to the northeast Tuesday, becoming extra tropical, fading away. No worries there. All quiet in the eastern Pacific and central Pacific, looking around Hawaii. But a typhoon tonight is hitting Tokyo. Winds up to 135 miles an hour, over 600,000 without power. Officials expecting havoc for tomorrow morning's commute, you think? There are two waves in the Atlantic, though, that we are watching. One north of the Leewards, with little chance to develop so far. The other off the African continent, now labeled Invest 94L. And the concern is favorable environmental conditions ahead on a Dorian-like track. It'll be Friday before it approaches the Windward Islands, and late Saturday into the Caribbean at this point, if it forms at all. We'll be watching. One other update, fire weather. We reported earlier on the heat across the country, and that includes the West, with 13 states working active wildfires. And now severe weather tonight, with random lightning strikes triggering new fires. A high fire danger has been posted for the week. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's September. College football is on the air again, and Walmart is out of $12 sneakers, which means it must be time for
Bad College Radio.
That's right, it's those golden, idealistic weeks of the school year where students can ignore their classes and fool around at the campus radio station instead. Of course, some of us did that year-round, but this episode is for the newbies, and here's a few surprises in here as well.
I'm Kyle, first time on air. Hopefully I'm not messing up too much.
Nah, you're doing golden. This is Erica, also coming at you live on, you know, Monday morning. Hope everyone's doing great out there, you know. It's a morning, so I bet you're all kind of mopey, but you're doing good, I bet you.
Sorry about the delay on Drake. We straight up
Rihanna'd him.
That was really bad.
No,
but I'm just going to let that slide.
Welcome to Mexican Opinions. This is the segment of the show where I bring a Mexican into the studio, and he starts talking about his own opinions while I play music over his voice.
Well, everybody, it seems last time I was talking, I kept the song playing. So not only did I ruin that beautiful song by Rihanna by having my voice in it, but I sounded like an idiot, but that's okay. Just as Rihanna said in that song, don't let them get you down, right? Thanks for the daily dose of inspiration, Riri. Now, I'm feeling a little funky, so up next we have a little Daft Punk, Get Lucky. Haven't heard this song in a fat minute, so very excited for this. All right, go get them today.
And we're still thinking of a show name. Give us a little bit of time, we'll get everything ironed out. This is like our first five songs, so stick with us. Thank you for listening to Public Radio.
Yes, the carefree days of on-air radio missteps, though some of us never grow out of those habits. If you've got a question or comment regarding tonight's broadcast, shoot me an email at heartlandheadlines@gmail.com. From Wichita, Kansas, I'm James Copeland.
He's really in Wichita, Kansas. And Brian is really in Sacramento, listening on KFBK. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Brian. Oh, hi, okay. Brian. Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian. Let me kill myself. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Walter.
Great to have you with us. Welcome to the Pat Walsh Show.
Yeah. Wichita tonight. Got you, though. Doing the time.
Got me. Got me.
Yeah. I was trying to guess the celebrity voice.
Is that what you'd like to do, Brian? All right, for a chance to win a prize announcement, this is Sterling on Sunday on Ice. Here's the mystery voice.
Because it's fun to do something new, have a new challenge. I don't know, I thought it would be really exciting.
In Sacramento, who do you think that is?
Kelly Clarkson?
No, but what a great guess. No, no, good guess. Thank you very much for the call. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. There's a phenomenon in culture and in the animal kingdom known as the honey badger. Do you know what honey badger is? It's fascinating. A honey badger is a nasty, nasty animal that looks cute, but it's strong as hell with nasty claws, but it looks cute. And what the honey badger does is it watches other animals and waits till it sees another animal make a nest that it wants. It covets a nest. It'll see a nest that it wants. And it'll see a store of food near the nest. When there's enough food near the nest and it's safe to live in, the holes have been dug, the little tunnels have been dug by the beaver or whatever it is, and so food has been stored up near the nest. The honey badger goes in, eats the eggs of the animal that made the nest, throws the animal out because the honey badger is strong and nasty, does whatever it has to do to get rid of the mom, the dad, whatever animal was there, and its eggs, and moves into the nest. It moves into the nest, sits there and takes credit for the food, establishes territory, claims it's theirs. It's called a honey badger. The fact is that in my career, I have dealt with one or two people who are honey badgers. See if this is familiar to you, KXNT in Las Vegas, KMJ in Fresno. See if this is familiar. A honey badger is somebody who comes in, steals your work, takes credit for it, and leaves. Now, I'm a very unusual manager with a very big ego because I believe in aggressively sharing credit. I have always aggressively shared credit. When I hear these a-holes say, well, this is a team project, you know, everybody participates, that's a lot of crap. When you're at work, does everybody participate or does everybody mostly sit back? Mostly, everybody's sitting back, and one or two people sit forward and go, yeah, you know, I'll do the work. And then they do the work. Two or three people do all the work, and then everybody else in the room gets the credit. And the worst part is that the people who are actually doing the work have too much time invested into the project, are busy so much of the day making the project work, they don't have time to claim the credit. The other person in the room is watching. They're watching from the side. They're honey badgering. They're watching from the side, and they're thinking, well, you know, I'll just wait until they slip. I'll wait until that guy who's way ahead. I'll wait till she's way ahead and takes a day off, and then I'll move right in. I'll be the honey badger. I'll go in, steal the nest, steal the eggs, steal the food, and the credit. Let me tell you this unbelievable story. I have never told this story before because it just... I have sat with this for years, and I've never known how to deal with this resentment. I've never known how to deal with this resentment, but it's profound. Here goes. I had a big executive job, and I worked my butt off. I worked my butt off at this job because it was Russian roulette. I knew I needed to make this executive job work. or else I wouldn't have a career. I was very young. I had a big job. I was visible in my mind. I was visible in my mind. People were watching. I imagined all of this, mind you. I made myself miserable. That's what I did. I made myself miserable. By the end of it, succeeding. I succeeded. I did the impossible. I invented a new radio format. I hired people, 200 people. You know, usually executives come in or consultants come in and they cut jobs. Well, any a-hole can cut jobs. It doesn't take any talent or skill to cut jobs. I've never done that. Never in my career have I walked in and cut jobs, ever. I'm the idiot who goes in and says, well, we're going to increase costs and we'll increase revenues. With my fingers crossed about the revenue part. Yeah, we're going to increase revenues right away. Meanwhile, I increase costs. I hire people. I hire news people to FM stations. And my radio friends, you know that never happens. But I hire news people to FM stations. And you know what? They grow. Those stations thrive and explode. Anytime there's a wise investment in radio, it thrives and explodes. Okay. I did this great job. And for years I had said, this should be a business article in the big newspaper. It should be a business article. It shouldn't be an entertainment variety article. No, no. It should be a business article. Big, important business article. And I left the job. 3 weeks later, I'm lying on my bed. And I opened up the newspaper, and what I saw was a honey badger in action. You won't believe what I saw. Coming up in seconds, Sterling on Sunday.
If you can handle ice, you can handle anything. Get up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sterling on Sunday on ice. You know what a honey badger is? It's a wild animal that when it sees another animal has built a beautiful nest with eggs and food, the minute that nest is done, the food stores are supplied next to the nest, the honey badger goes in, eats the eggs, eats the food, lives in the nest, throws out the primary animal. Honey badgers are nasty, mean, strong, and look cute. That's what a honey badger is. Maybe you know one at work. Maybe you know someone at work who aggressively steals credit from you. Because you see, when you and I go to work on the third shift, not only is there nothing in the vending machine, not only is there no toilet paper left in the bathroom, not only does the security key forget to work at the end of each month, not only do you and I have to go through all of these intolerable insults working late at night, but we get to work with people we would not normally go to a barbecue or bowling with. We wouldn't hang out with these people. 90% of the people you work with, you would have no time for them. And there's one in every place of work, the honey badger. The honey badger is the person who steals credit. Now, a sloppy honey badger will stand there and say, yes, I helped to affiliate WSB in Atlanta, when in fact it was Greg Mascheri and Walter Sterling and Craig Kitchen, who affiliated WSB in Atlanta. Thank you, Pete Spriggs. That's how that happens. But all of a sudden, many people will say, yes, well, you know, our team worked on that. No, you didn't. Don't give me that crap. Worry about, like, New England. Do that. And instead, they take credit that way. But there are people far worse. There are honey badgers who really do move into the nest. While people are on vacation, they fire people on vacation. That's my most disgusting move. I've seen people get fired on vacation. Why the hell would you do that to somebody? And then they come back and somebody's moved into their office. Or the very first time in my life, I was fired at a radio station at 99X in New York City. The way I was fired, I was on the air there, and I came in one day, and I saw the new schedule of talent, and my name wasn't on the schedule. And I finally had to go to the boss and say, am I supposed to prepare a show for this week? Oh, gee, I guess not. Jerry should have told you. Yeah, Jerry should have told me. He had one lousy job to do. Couldn't man up and tell me. Well, anyway, there are honey badgers who know that if you hang around, you have a legitimate right to claim credit for some big projects at work. Therefore, when they get in a little position of power, they make sure you get fired. They don't even want to have the dialogue. They don't want to have the conversation. They don't want to work it out with you. No, they just want you gone because you throw off their mythology. Their mythology that they created this, built this, hired this person. I worked with one a-hole once. You won't believe this story. I worked with one a-hole once who did the following. I made a deal and another deal. Two big deals. One of them involved flying to London, an international deal. About an hour before those two deals were supposed to go to contract, I get a call from this guy who had suddenly, mysteriously become my boss. And he said, those two deals, cancel them. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I want you to cancel them. We're not going to do those deals. Now, he just got the job. I figured I should be responsive. I didn't argue. I said, well, okay, I called up these two big deals. I can't remember what they were for. Maybe a museum, maybe a network in another country. And canceled them. And then 2 weeks later, a press release comes out saying that the company had made a deal with these two entities and had his name on it, not my name anywhere. I had worked months on those deals, and he comes along and honey badgered it, captured it, got his name in the press release, made the deal himself, called those people and said, well, you know, we're going to go ahead and do with this now. We're going to do it the right way, and you're going to make the deal with me, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. I mean, I wasn't raised that way. I couldn't even think that way. At the worst moments, I could never think that way. I would never do that to somebody. How could you do that to somebody? But that's not the worst honey badger moment. The worst honey badger moment is I leave a job. I had done the job for years, enjoyed the job, but we had done such a spectacular job, my team and I, that I said, this is not a variety entertainment story. It's a business story. We revolutionized the radio industry. It's a revolutionary story. It's an astonishing business story. We established a new business category successfully. Never happens in radio. It's always bad stories. Or as my wife says, no radio story ends well, and she's right. I leave the company, big three-letter company. I'm home, innocently lying on my bed, thinking about my future, but I'm fine, you know. Had a good relationship with the company, left the company on good terms, got a big fat check, no problems. I had no animosity. I was grateful for the opportunity. Still am. But I had said, this was a business success. Why don't we get business credit for this? Okay, I leave. I open up the newspaper. On the front page of the business section, 3 weeks after I left, there's a full-page article about the success that I had in turning around this company and my team had in turning around this company. It was astonishing. It was a great article. Detailed what we had done, how we had made it successful, who the members of the team, why it was a great thing, why it was revolutionary in radio. But it was more than in radio. This was in culture. This was a cultural shift of the largest broadcasting company. One little problem. My name and the name of the line manager who did it wasn't in that article. Instead, there was a photograph and the name of my nemesis, the name of a guy who was on the corporate staff who had nothing to do with the line operations of this business, nothing, in my opinion, to do with the line operations of this business except to be obstreperous. There's your SAT word, Dorothy. Obstreperous. Except to get in the way. Except to cause trouble. Except to waste a billion hours of my time explaining it and turning a creative idea into math. There is no bigger lie in American corporate culture than when you say to a creative person, yeah, would you explain this in terms of cosines and ratios and logarithms? What? Algorithms? What are you talking about? This is a creative idea. All right. And there it was, staring out at me, a photo of this honey badger who stole credit, took credit, and the company let him do it. the press people, the press department, let this happen. Let this lack of fact article run, because nowhere in the article did it say that this corporate staff guy who had gotten a line job had had the job for all of 3 weeks. Instead, by negligence of mentioning the fact that he had only had it for 3 weeks, it gave the impression this guy had been there for years. This was the guy who did it. And I'm sitting there staring at this. And that guy went and took that article in a credible publication, I'm sure was able to raise money for it, build another business, get the hell out of Dodge, and build a whole career on what was in fact not true. Took credit for my hard work. Resentment? Yes, I do. Forgive? Yes, I forgave at the time. I'm spiritual enough. That doesn't mean I want to hang out with them. Doesn't mean I want to talk to them. But man, I could never do it. It just would never occur to me to behave that way. How the hell do you act that way, that you would so aggressively take credit, steal the nest, kill the eggs, and steal the food of somebody who deserved it?
Sterling on Sunday. No peanuts. I'm allergic.
I am shocked that Facebook has left this go on, because they're very big on censorship now. And what we're showing live from the laundry room on the Laundry View is shocking. Go to Facebook, look up Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, and you will see a live laundry view of the laundry room studio that we broadcast from. But I don't know why Facebook has allowed this to go on. If you have a second and you wish to comment, put a comment on the right side. That'll make everybody in the IT team, the digital team, feel good about it. But there it is. It's live right now. Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. Walter M. Sterling on Facebook.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, starting with a tropical update. Tropical storm Gabrielle in the center of the Atlantic, pushing off to the northeast Tuesday, becoming extra tropical, fading away. No worries there. All quiet in the eastern Pacific and central Pacific, looking around Hawaii. But a typhoon tonight is hitting Tokyo. Winds up to 135 miles an hour, over 600,000 without power. Officials expecting havoc for tomorrow morning's commute, you think? There are two waves in the Atlantic, though, that we are watching. One north of the Leewards, with little chance to develop so far. The other off the African continent, now labeled Invest 94L. And the concern is favorable environmental conditions ahead on a Dorian-like track. It'll be Friday before it approaches the Windward Islands, and late Saturday into the Caribbean at this point, if it forms at all. We'll be watching. One other update, fire weather. We reported earlier on the heat across the country, and that includes the West, with 13 states working active wildfires. And now severe weather tonight, with random lightning strikes triggering new fires. A high fire danger has been posted for the week. My email is bigjohnweather@gmail.com with questions or concerns. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
There it is. Captain Fireman Brown, Pat Brown of the New York City Fire Department, and Jim Paul, two of my best friends. I've got an amazing story about these characters coming up for you in just seconds. Gary Arnell, our great friend, who helps produce the show, helps come up with many ideas for the show. I was a little shocked today when a listener said, you know, you sound like you're kind of up there, Walter. You sound kind of up there. That was a little discouraging. Wouldn't you be discouraged about that, Gary?
Sound kind of up there?
Meaning old. Wow. He said, you know, I'm 68.
Yeah, no, I heard,
you sound like you're up there.
Yeah, I did hear that, and you should have told him you just had your Medicare card laminated, and you just want to make sure it's preserved. Yeah, I love that. That really can be hurtful at times, the way you interpret it. Let me ask you a quick question, though, Walter. A honey badger that you were talking about earlier. Are there more honey badgers in the radio business, do you think, than in other industries?
No, I think it's more profound in other industries, especially vague industries like advertising, nonprofits. I think any time the profit picture is vague, I think there used to be more honey badgers in American radio, somebody who would take all the credit for your hard work. But so many jobs have been eliminated that there's no staff. Everybody's very busy figuring out who's going to work on Thanksgiving. It's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week business with no staff. If you, let me share one thing. The biggest radio station I can think of in America has 50 employees. And most of them have about 28. Well, you mean technical and sales? Yeah, everybody. And most of the time when you're listening to the radio, even if you're listening to a spoken word station, it's pre-recorded. This is live. That's the great gift. I think there used to be a lot of honey badgers. I think they've all been fired.
So, speaking of being fired, my brother lost his job on Friday. About a week and a half ago, he goes into his office, and HR hands out a handbook saying that the new policy in the office, because everybody's concerned about sexual harassment in the workplace, is, now get this, Walter, there's no mitigating factors here. No contact at all. Physical contact at all with another person in that office. You can't even say, is it okay if I touch you on the shoulder? This company that he is working at, I don't know if they've had a history of problems, you cannot have any contact at all. He gets into the office, he sees a female in there a couple of days after getting the handbook, and it was explained, you know, that's it, this isn't going into your jacket. You do this, you're out of here. Sort of paranoid schizophrenia taking place. Yeah, and he shakes the hand of this woman, and he's out. It really is preposterous. Now, in New Jersey, Walter, we are a touchy-feely population here. You know, the most densely populated state in the nation. You can't help but touching somebody else in this state. And I am just so aggravated by the overreaction to this type of protection. Look, there's a bunch of legitimacy to the Me Too movement, everything that's going on with Harvey Weinstein and everyone else in the news. But to just go into an office, I told a woman in an office that I was in at a radio station the other day, and I hadn't seen her for a while. Boy, you look really great. You look like you've been working out. You really look phenomenal. Her response to me, instead of just, hey, Gareth, thank you, you know, I'm not sure if that's appropriate in a workplace environment. Walter, when can we get back to just communicating innocently with someone else in the office without the consequences of being pink-slipped? Can you believe this? My brother pink-slipped because he violated that protocol.
There's a bigger issue. There's another issue. I hate to use the word issue because I try to do an entertaining show.
Yes, yes.
But here's the thing. It has left a class of people, a group of people, as the default arbiters of whether or not something is true and whether or not something is bad. Not a court, not a judge, not an arbitration, not a formal situation. If a group of employees at a given company who feel discriminated against announce they feel discriminated against, whoever discriminated against them is guilty. Well, that's a very big problem, and it's a dangerous place. This is a dangerous place, not only for men of a certain age. It's a dangerous place for anybody who is viewed as potential trouble in a company. For example, I have been in too many situations where I know for a fact, that a woman or several women who happen to be young and attractive were profoundly discriminated against by women who were not attractive. That a group of women who were viewed by the general public as, but that's a desirable stereotype, they were discriminated against as much as if you, your brother, or I said to a woman at work, gee, you look great today. If I say to a woman, gee, you look great today, it's because I have three daughters and a wife, and I know what it takes to look great today. I have paid on a daily basis for what it looks great today. My friggin' wife has $350 hair coloring. Therefore, if I see somebody with gray hair, I'm going to say, gee, it looks great today. Boom! You're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Now, let's talk about you and me.
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the thing. You have a very unique point of view because you're a Jersey guy.
Right.
All right. Now, I don't think it's entertaining enough for you and me to chat with each other like this unless I was on every day.
Yes.
But since I'm on once a week, because program directors have no sense of humor, we need a special stage for you. And the dilemma stage, where Gary used to call in with a weekly dilemma, was great. until he used up all his dilemmas. But it was terrific. It was fantastic. And now he has no more dilemmas. And that's fine. It's not on you, Gary, that you've run out of dilemmas. I'd say it was the success of the listener who tried to help you.
Yes.
Therefore, we need to come up with a more compelling stage for you, sort of a bumper car situation for our conversation that is framed either as Jersey Reviews, Jersey Point of View, or whatever else you want to come up with. But we need to put this in a beautiful gilded frame. How do you feel about that?
I think we can definitely do that because Jersey people have an innate ability to exactly put that kind of a thing into a gilded frame and to present that type of storytelling idea on the air without a doubt. So, we can definitely do that.
All right, that's terrific. Thank you, sir. Now, I've got to share a story about Pat Brown and Jim Paul, and that's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. Oh, isn't it great? It's just you and me. Walter M. Sterling. Sterling on Sunday. We're in the car, 18-wheeler alone. Cannot believe that they charge $1,000 for an 18-wheeler to go across the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I can't believe how many times trucks are stopped for what? What, a couple of those lights are out? I have nothing but deep and profound respect for every single truck driver. Thank you so much. And every single third shift police officer. Police officers are my friends and my heroes. Even when they stop me and pull me over and say, do you know why I pulled you over? That's your spiritual test. Are you going to lie when the officer says, hey, you know why I pulled you over? What I usually say is, you want me to tell you some jokes? I usually say something stupid because, you know, I'm stupid. I have two great friends, Jim Paul and Pat Brown, and they happen to know each other, but they couldn't be more different. I have to tell you about these guys. Pat Brown is a captain in the New York City Fire Department. There are a couple things about firemen. First of all, my 7-year-old has announced that she wants to be a firewoman. She's going to be a firewoman, and usually a kid will say that for a month. She's been saying it for 2 years now. Now we have to visit the firehouses. We have to visit the fire trucks. Nothing thrills her more than fire trucks and firemen. And Pat Brown, captain in the New York City Fire Department, is a textbook fireman. First, he's way too handsome, ridiculously handsome. Secondly, he's got all those extra badges and the white shirt. He's just a stunning guy. You know, he glows in the sun. And he's got those hero eyes where you look him in the eye and they're always clear. And you can see right through to his heart. And he walks down the street and women throw themselves out of the windows. Oh, Captain Brown, Captain Pat Brown, Captain Brown, Captain Pat. He's that guy. But like all great firemen, Captain Brown is respected by guys. Even though all women find him attractive, the fact is that all men respect him. Oh, you want to take my wife, Captain Brown? No problem. This is one of those men who you would be not just comfortable with your youngest daughter and oldest daughter being with him. It would be an honor. Yes, please babysit for us. Please visit us. Please have dinner with us. He's that man. Man. Did you hear what I said? Man. Captain Brown is a man. And the primary job of a man is to protect women. That's what a real man does, if you think about it, is they protect women. A guy with the DNA, hardcore DNA of a masculine guy, he's making sure a woman is safe, protected, warm, fed. Yes, any woman can do the same thing for herself, but a guy's got this instinct in him, if he was raised right, to just make sure the woman's safe. Yes, she can carry the suitcase herself, but let me grab that for you. Yes, I know you can open the door for yourself. Let me grab that for you. You're a little hungry? Let me take you out for a snack. Don't eat at your desk. Let's go out and grab a bite. Means nothing except a gentleman wants a woman to feel safe. That's what a guy does. That's what a real man does. And then Jim Paul was the youngest member of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And he wrote a book called what I learned losing $1 million. And when he handed it to me, he said, this is how you're going to get to know me. And son of a gun, that's who Jim is. He's this big, bolder-than-life guy, this huge guy who wrote a book called What I Learned Losing $1 Million when he was about, 30, because he's a big, brash American guy. There used to be these frat chairmen at fraternities, the guys who could get you tickets, the guys who could get you the best seats. That's who Jim Paul is. And it just so happens that all three of us belong to the same church. And Jim, who's a bond trader, a securities trader, and Captain Fireman Brown, who's a New York City fireman, they're good buddies, and we're good buddies. The three of us are good buddies. These are guys I talk to on the phone every day. And the greatest compliment I can give them is not only is my wife incredibly attracted to both of them, but I do not worry about that because they are gentlemen. No, I'm serious. I don't worry about it because they're gentlemen. And I have a 7-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old daughter, and a 16-year-old daughter. And thank God the 16-year-old can drive now. All my life has changed. Thank God. These parents who worry about them getting a driver's license, not me. Not me. You have that driver's license. Good news. You drive your sister. These two guys are very special guys. Jim Paul, a securities trader, brilliant financial mind, and Captain Fireman Brown, who's one of these special guys. And both of them have something else in common. Both of them were murdered while they were trying to save the lives of women at work. Both of them committed the crime of going to work on September 11th. Jim Paul saved women in his office before he was murdered. And Captain Brown, well, this is what he said.
Dispatch, Captain Brown, line of 3, about the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
I'm on the 35th floor, okay?
Okay.
Just relayed to the command post. We're trying to get up. You know, there's numerous civilians in all stairwells, numerous burn injuries are coming down, and we're still heads up, all right?
Okay.
1 hour after this dispatch, at 10:28 a.m., the North Tower collapsed, killing Captain Paddy Brown, all 11 of his men, and hundreds of others.
should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right.